Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we're talking about the damage left behind from Hurricane Michael. Kanye West goes to the White House. And Facebook's 3D photos, plus a royal wedding. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Friday, October 12th. You ready? Let's do this. Tropical Storm Michael is moving offshore early this morning, so the worst of the storm is over, but now we're getting an even better view of the widespread damage. In addition to Florida, which we'll get to, Michael also brought damage and flooding to Alabama, Georgia, the Carolinas, and Virginia. The Weather Channel says more than 1.4 million homes and businesses do not have power. At least six people have died, and unfortunately, that death toll is expected to go up. Search and rescue teams are still looking. In Mexico Beach, Florida, where Michael first made landfall on Wednesday, drone footage and pictures show rows and rows of homes turned to rubble. In Panama City, the AP reports most homes are standing, but all of them have damage, and hospitals have had to evacuate hundreds of patients. Remember, Hurricane Michael was the most powerful hurricane to ever hit the Florida Panhandle, and the third strongest to hit the continental U.S. It was a Category 4, but almost a Category 5, which is the highest or most powerful there is. In some of the hardest-hit areas, authorities are asking people to stay away. They say it's still dangerous, and there's still a lot of work ahead. President Trump is expected to visit the areas damaged by Hurricane Michael early next week, but yesterday he was sitting down with Kanye West. And Kanye talked to the president and a big group of cameras about several things in what Reuters called a stream of consciousness speech. Fox News said it was wildly entertaining and bizarre. Axios called it a roller coaster speech. Kanye touched on gun violence and racism in America, as well as alternative universes. He criticized the media and showed the president a picture of a futuristic plane that he says Trump should be taking instead of Air Force One. He said wearing his red Make America Great Again hat makes him feel like Superman. President Trump said Kanye West gets it. More reports of false news on Facebook. There's been a lot of talk about other countries using social media to influence U.S. elections, but now it seems the focus is also on false info from within the U.S. Bloomberg reports Facebook just deleted 800 spam accounts, and yes, they were using political issues to get attention just before the midterm elections. The banned accounts were pushing viewpoints from both the left and the right. There's apparently one difference from the foreign efforts, though. Fake Russian accounts were trying to influence the U.S. elections, and Facebook says these seem to be using the same tactics to get clicks, but it was more about making money. The New York Times talked to experts who said deleting these fake accounts is not really fixing the issue. Those fake pages can just pop right back up. Two astronauts are doing well after an emergency landing yesterday. One astronaut is American and the other Russian, which is actually known as a cosmonaut. The Russian rocket launched and was on its way to the International Space Station when 2 minutes in, it malfunctioned. Space.com reports it sent the crew capsule falling back toward Earth in an intense emergency landing. Now investigators are looking at what caused this failure, but again, the two astronauts are doing fine. One of the winners of this year's Nobel Peace Prize says she'll donate the prize to victims of sex crimes. She says she'll donate 100% of her $500,000. Nadia Murad was a victim herself. She was abducted by ISIS when she was just 19, but was later able to escape, and she has since become an activist. There are several more stories to know today, but first, thank you to this week's sponsor, Hoot Sheets and Bedding. Hoot is passionate about high-quality, soft, and eco-friendly sheets and bedding. We spend a third of our lives asleep and in our beds, so we want to pay attention to what we're sleeping in. That's why Hoot offers luxuriously soft sheets, starting with their certified Egyptian cotton sheets that have a 310 thread count. Soft, smooth, and with a beautiful sheen. Hoot bedding not only feels great against your skin, but you can feel great about buying it. Here's why. Hoot has the third-party certifications to show you that 100% of the fiber is genuine and that the fabric has been tested and is free from harmful substances. Plus, with every purchase, Hoot donates $10 to a nonprofit. Hoot also offers an organic collection where you have options to choose sleek and silky or crisp and cool. And no matter what you choose, the Newsworthy listeners get 25% off your purchase with the promo code Newsworthy. So just go to hoot.co, that's HUUT.co, hoot.co with two U's, and use the promo code Newsworthy for 25% off. Now back to the news. Facebook will now let you see 3D photos in your newsfeed, or at least sort of. VentureBeat says they're basically pictures that will change perspectives a bit when you move them around with your finger or cursor or on Facebook's VR headset. The company says a feature to let you create the pseudo 3D photos in Facebook will be rolling out over the next few weeks. But to create them, you do need an iPhone with dual cameras. So that'll work if you have an iPhone 7 Plus, 8 Plus, 10, or 10S. And Facebook says it'll work with more phones in the future. The MLB playoffs are back in action today with the start of the championship series. So there's the National League side, where the LA Dodgers are up against the Milwaukee Brewers in Game 1 today. Then tomorrow, the American League championship series starts. That's the Houston Astros facing the Boston Red Sox. The winner of each best-of-seven series will then head to the World Series later this month. The world's longest nonstop flight from Singapore to New York lands early this morning. It was nearly 19 hours long on Singapore Airlines. CNBC says there's no economy class on this flight at all. It's just 67 flatbed business class seats and 94 premium economy seats. Tickets start at more than $2,000. It's been 5 months since Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got married at Windsor Castle. But did you know there's another royal wedding happening today in the same castle? CBS News reports they too will be taking a carriage ride through the streets of Windsor. Princess Eugenie will be marrying Jack Brooksbank. He's the UK brand ambassador for a tequila company. Princess Eugenie is Prince Charles' brother's daughter, or in other words, Prince Harry's cousin. But some question if Britain taxpayers should be footing the bill for all of these royal weddings. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. And welcome to new listeners who have recently discovered The Newsworthy through the Apple Podcast feature this week. I hope you are getting a lot of value out of the show and that you join us next week again and stay updated with the day's news. As always, if you want to read more about any of the stories mentioned, I list all the sources and story links for you in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning, so I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.